All right, thank you. Is there any questions from the board? So we have options: arbitration, conciliation, or sending it back for more discussion. Correct?
Respectfully, yes, sir.
Thank you. And thank you for putting all that together. Chief, you had some?
Thanks very much, Chair. Members of the board, I'm obviously going to bring comments here representing the membership of the Colbert Police Service. We're obviously not here today to rediscuss or renegotiate the budget. That's already been approved by the police board. I don't think it's a reasonable use of time to re-explain the certain line items that have already been detailed, discussed, and questions have been answered. These questions were, for the most part, answered during the Finance Committee's orientation, our budget presentation, both to the Finance Committee and then to this board. Unlike years past, through strong mayor powers, we've been purposely precluded from presenting to council as a whole, and I firmly believe that's why we're in this predicament today. We are here due to a budget increase amount. That has been explained numerous times. This is a base budget adjustment. The real discord here is our budget ask is more than an illegitimate directive made by the strong mayor's directive to the police board. This is a base budget that corrected the mistake of last year. The board made a decision to draw from reserves to artificially lower the percentage increase. But let's not forget, when that budget was presented to council, that same mistake continued in accepting this budget, knowing full well that this occurred. In fact, it was immediately after council's passing of that budget that the town CAO and treasurer convened meetings to ensure that this high-risk liability for the town was immediately addressed in the future. That was outcomed in our revised MOU. As chief of police, I'm increasingly uncomfortable with public safety and the well-being of our member, and the well-being of our membership being dragged into a political discourse. Our presentations have been thorough, complete, and transparent. When our mayor brought our police budget to council without allowing any context, without giving council a fair and transparent opportunity of a presentation by the board or myself, was both unfair and inappropriate. This did nothing more than to create further false narrative throughout the community. You cannot say on one hand you support the Colbert Police Service, then do and act in a manner that makes the jobs of our officers more difficult on the street, that our civilian staff worry more about job security than job performance, and most importantly, diminishes the public trust in our service. Remember, public safety is your essential service. It's important to stop pointing fingers, stop blaming, and recognize we have to remedy this. This budget, although larger than anyone wants, is a relative budget comparing all comparators, only it's happening in 1 year. When we extrapolate that over the three-year build to meeting the CSPA, we're completely consistent with everybody else in the province of Ontario, small or big, OPP or municipal. Long story short, this is a local problem that can be locally solved. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions from the board? Member Kerr?
Thank you, Chair. Really, my question is really to the two members of council that are sitting on this board. We've been presented with a third option, which is sending the budget back to council to see if there's any possibility of maybe them accepting it. I guess I'm asking you for your opinions as to whether you think that option is even viable.
It's always viable. I will say that if this board decides that they want to send it back to council for further discussion, we could do that. It was just, if anybody did watch that night council meeting, that there was no discussion and no willingness to hear from the board or the chief on the budget. I asked that question and they said no. So I guess for this board, it would be to decide, do we try again? Do we go to conciliation first? Or do we go straight to arbitration? I think arbitration would be the last step that we would want to take. I think through negotiations, I think that would be the best way to go, is either send it back or with asking for a presentation. We could do that in November 29th, I think, is the next council meeting. We could ask to present there, or we can go to conciliation and see how that process plays out.
Just to follow up, if I may, I've always believed in giving everyone maybe a chance to sit back and assess things. So, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with trying to send it back to council to see what their reaction is.
Okay. Member Pepper?
It was unfortunate the council never chose to even listen or get an explanation. Is conciliation binding or not? Probably not. No. But the arbitration is, correct?
Through your chair, I believe that is correct, sir.
Yeah. Well, I would certainly like to see us send a letter back to council saying we're disappointed in their decision in not even listening to us or having an explanation, and see if we can get on the agenda. If they turn us down, they turn us down, and we'll go to the next step. But we might want to go down that path prior to going to conciliation, or we could actually do it in parallel. We can apply for conciliation and ask, just so we don't lose time here. We can do both in parallel, I think.
Vice Chair Graham.
Thanks, Chair. First off, obviously a lot of really good ideas here. My apologies for having to miss the first budget deliberation, unfortunately, to go back to work. But I think the chief and the board, everyone's kind of nailed a lot of, these costs have gone up. I'm extremely impressed with our service and all the great work that they've been doing. We've heard from the community, they want to be a little tougher on crime, and they've done that with all the excellent drug warrants that they've executed. Before I think we, start to go down this path that could maybe get a little bumpy between arbitration potentially or conciliation, I'm just curious, and definitely would love to hear from the board. So the MOU that we signed into place, I believe that was initiated by the municipality, correct? Or Mayor Cleveland in particular?
No, that was by staff.
Okay. So my, obviously just for discussion around here, and if we had to go into close on it. So obviously most in the community know our business services unit is, we've used it before in the past. My humble opinion on it, I think we may differ, is I think that was potentially a good strategy to use. We're able to augment and enhance our police service while keeping costs down to the taxpayers where we can. I'm just curious if there could potentially be a slate of options we send back to council. One potentially is look at it again before we go down this path. Two, we look at a potential amendment in that MOU to I guess do a one-time augmentation to bring this down. And frankly, I don't quite understand why, I think we have a good business there. Why we're, I've had people say, why are you even paying that back? Right? We're using it for public safety. I tend to agree. So I'd love to hear from the board if that could be a potential where we send it back to council with an amendment for them to look at that to help us bring the cost down. As the chief has noted, this is a one-time cost, like a big one. So I think it could potentially be a solution. So I'd love to hear from everyone.
One of the reasons for the MOU, which the board agreed, and same with council, was that the business unit revenue, if that ever did close, would be a hit on the tax base. So the idea is to not rely on the business unit for operations. This way, if anything did happen to it, it would be a hit on the tax base. And it was done for down the road. So it wasn't like, how can I put it? It was attempting at 3% a year, but it's over a 10-year period. With this budget, I, for one, didn't see anything to be cut other than if we just, if we did cut staff with officers or civilians. And that is a whole different process. So to me, this was the budget. The business unit, I agree, definitely has helped this service and the whole town of Cobourg and all the taxpayers. I think that the ideal part would be to use those funds for capital projects or a new police facility down the road. So it's not a hit on the tax base. It's coming out of the business revenue. Member Pepper?
When the first MOU was written and consequently the second one was written, it was to not use those funds for operations. That's how it was first set up originally, and again in the second one. To go and take more now, as Member Graham mentioned, more out of business service revenue, you're only pushing the problem down the road one more year and actually increasing it. Because of the municipality and the MOU we signed, they're looking to get the operational dollars off of the business services unit. In other words, we can't depend. The municipality does not want us to depend on the business unit revenue to offset operations because of the issue you just said. If something goes south with that business, now the all those dollars go directly right on to the tax levy. And it's too big a risk for the municipality, they thought. And that's why they indicated they wanted us to get that this year. It's $2.8 million back eventually over a 10-year period onto the levy and not on to the business unit revenue. So to push it more again, you're just going to have the same issue next year. And Port Hope, that's how they partially got theirs. When they went back to their board, they took some of their money out of reserves or revenue from their, quote, business unit and to get some of theirs down. But they're going to take a hit next year, especially if the municipality wants to see the same type of thing. So, yeah, I don't see us fooling around with any more revenue from business services, especially that's what got us into this problem already.
And we had to meet the minimal standards for adequate and effective policing throughout this past term as well, with the amount of calls that have happened, with the encampment, the homelessness, the shelters, everything was just going up. Member Kerr, and then...
Through the chair, and I'm sure the chief will correct me if I'm incorrect, but my understanding is this 20.5 figure we're meeting by almost taking all of the net revenue out of the business center. Is that not correct? Or a good portion of it?
I could give a more detailed answer in camera, but for now, you're basically correct.
Vice Chair Graham?
Yeah, well, I'm glad we're obviously just having a wholesome discussion on it. Personally, I don't quite understand how, like, I'm still kind of confused. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong. So if we were to augment from those funds, how would it come back next year? Like, well, like, so we're paying for the cost now. I'm kind of confused how this would compound year over year as what you're suggesting. And then my second question will probably be at Ryan or maybe the chief. Obviously, I think something we need to discuss, like what do costs look like for potential arbitration? If you go down that path, my understanding, it can be sometimes quite expensive.
Through you, Chair, I don't have the exact cost for arbitration, but I do understand it can be quite costly, like you've mentioned, Vice Chair.
If I just can kind of come back here. So the budget is what it is. Because we drew out $700,000, now we had to actualize that, right? So we had to draw $2.8 million regularly from the business center. The additional staggered hiring of last year, those other elements, those strategic hiring, those other things required operationally the intelligence officer. All those things that we did in order to be adequate and effective per the CSPA, those are all the things that have come to roost. Now, we built them out over 3 years, but they just came to roost this year. Had we not borrowed the 700, these were the benefits. We would have still been at a $2.1 million usage of that fund, which we could argue is valuable usage for public safety. Two, we would be at or around 10%. Last year would have been around 14 to 15%, which would have been very, very consistent. But now we are leveraging that. So we have it versus what the ask of town staff was to reduce that high risk liability. We have increased it. So it's not 2.1 of a high risk liability. It's now a 2.8 million high risk liability. We can move that forward to next year. But eventually the tough decision needs to be made. When are we riding the ship? And I honestly truly believe this is unfortunate that it landed combined into two versus 15 and 10 or whatever it was, 14 and 9 or 10. That's just the way it looks. Then we have the staggering hiring, collective bargaining and things of that nature. I can be honest with you. The only person who ever wins in an arbitration is the person who signs the arbitration, who is the arbitrator and the lawyers. I've been through them on both sides of the coin. So I have people on this board. It is an exercise in creating discontent. And they're expensive. I'm going to say you are starting for this type of arbitration where you're going to try to prove adequate and effective. And Ryan, help me if I'm wrong. 1999 was the last time it was done in Guelph.
Through your chair, I believe that's correct, sir. Yes, 1999 in Guelph. And there has been no arbitration proceedings since the implementation of the Community Safety and Policing Act that I'm aware of.
So the board will be engaging its own legal firm, a specialist legal firm who truly understands what adequate and effective policing means. That will not be cheap. The $1.6 million that was the actual total increase in the amount on the levy this year, it'll pale in comparison to what this will cost, because this will become the watermark for what adequate and effective policing looks like in the province of Ontario for the next 25 years, because I suspect this act will be in place for as long as the previous one was.
All right. Follow up.
Thanks, Chief. I believe we are adequate and effective. I'm very extremely proud of our service. I'm just looking at ways, we're hearing from the tax base, the council. I'm one of those guys, diplomacy, 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 wherever it can be met. So I look at the business services unit as obviously it's a great unit. Good revenue. It's something born from the taxpayers in a way. It's their business. I guess we go down this path. We could be looking at way more money with arbitration potentially, which isn't good for anybody and the taxpayers. So I'm just looking for try to find a solution here where one could exist, and it could be an answer for the municipal council staff to ask themselves about the MOU. Because obviously the revenues could just, I think it's a healthy business. We're doing, it's a good business. It just continues to compound funds year over year, and it does well. That money sits in the fund for a potential capital expenditure down the road. Who knows where that goes? But it is really a taxpayer base, right? So that's where I'm just saying maybe we need to look at juggling that. If not, and the board goes and sends it back, then that's fine. But just trying to look at options that could win for everybody, right?
Member Beattie.
Thank you, Chair. Through you to the Chief, I recognize your comments that the board has already approved the budget. But I'd be remiss if I didn't revisit the question again of some of the special project funding that I understand is funded through the business services, the social enterprise revenue. But if you could just hear me out, if we were to pause some of those initiatives, is there an opportunity to use the funds that would be dedicated to that to allocate to decrease the tax levy contribution, if I've worded that correctly.
Can I answer that? That would be a council decision, because with the MOU, we're not allowed to use any more funds without council's permission for operations.
Thank you for that reminder. So let's keep that in mind, because that's something, if the board entertains it, we could go back to council with that. But through you, Chair, to the chief, if I could just, if we were to explore that, I just want to make sure, what are there any implications to the special program portfolio?
Chief?
Thank you, through the chair, to Member Beattie. Again, I don't have an exhaustive list of the special projects in front of me, so I'm going to go sort of top of my mind. If I forget one, please ask me about that one. The easiest one that everybody wants to take to look at is the Police Tech Accelerator. So we could argumentatively end that program of all of its problems that we would inherit because of it, which is really unfortunate. The obvious one is the return on investment from grants, but again, that's neither here nor there, I guess. But as I understand it, that $100,000 comes directly, is part of that 2.8. So it wouldn't necessarily reduce the 20.5, it would just reduce the 2.8 to 2.7, is my understanding, is how the MOU and everything is constructed. The other ones, we have two very small ones for Rebound and for Cornerstone. What those two provide for us is highly innovative CSPA required youth diversion file review and intimate partner violence case review. If I don't have those great individuals from our community within our place doing those types of surveys and those case reviews, then I have to deploy officers to do that. So we'll have less available officers to do the work that's being done by experts in our community. So those are two other ones. The other with special projects is a lot of uniforms and equipment. So we need uniforms and we need equipment. They are perishable. So I can't say no to that, because we'll end up on the wrong end of an Occupational Health and Safety Act or Joint Health and Safety Act complaint. So they got to come from somewhere. So if it doesn't come from special projects, we can then levy it on the tax levy and draw it from there like other places do. And I just had one more. Shucks, it'll come back to me. I'm sorry. I hope I answered that. Oh, sorry. Yeah, information technology. We could reduce the information technology line. Right now, Phil is cringing. But by doing that, we put ourselves at substantive risk of increased cyber attacks and different things. So we can't, in my opinion, because we're really spending 2.8 million seconds talking about the obvious thing. If I get hacked, then I have, don't worry about the corporate service revenue. It's gone. So.
Member Pepper, followed by Member Kerr.
Doing that, what Member Beattie suggested, is diametrically opposed to what your members of council and these members of the police board just signed. We just signed an MOU with the municipality not to do that exact thing. So in doing that, again, you're just pushing the payback of the operational dollars taken out of business services just down the road, because at some point in time, you're going to have to live up to that MOU and move the operational dollars, the 2.8, onto the tax levy, like the municipality told us to do. So it's like putting a Band-Aid on a shark bite. It's not going to help.
Member Kerr, followed by Member Beattie.
yeah, thank you, Chair. Am I happy with a 20.5% increase this year? No. But let's go back a year, and this board made a mistake. I was chairing it at the time, and this board did make a mistake. Now we have to make up for it. And all of the suggestions I'm hearing so far, most of them we've discussed previously before we approved this budget, are just pushing the problem, kicking the can down the alley, or whatever the expression is. I think we have to fess up and do what we have to do this year, which is a 20.5% increase. I pay taxes in this town. I don't like it. But like I say, the board made a mistake a year ago, and we've got to make up for that. And there's just no getting around it, in my opinion. Thank you.
Member Beattie?
Sure. Thank you. I just want to emphasize the fact that, you know, I feel we have a responsibility to explore every option. So the previous question was not necessarily a statement of this is what I feel that we should do, because I value the return on investment in the community partnership. So council sent this back asking us to think of options. I think we owe it to council to at least explore those options, and we owe it to the taxpayer. That said, and it was what Chair Bureau and I were raising at the council meeting, is council needs to be taken back through the course of time, and we have to linear follow the decisions that council made based on recommendations from the board. Council also needs a refresh of understanding the direction and the limitations we put on with the MOU. Therefore, that's why I still feel when this goes back to council, I would like to see it that it is in addition to the chief making an educational presentation to council, because this term of council, we need to understand, is both the board and council that have made these year over year decisions and strategic directions in operational and funding MOUs. And both bodies have to, and the community need to understand that decisions have been made year over year that have bled us here, as well as council needs to be reminded that we had this conversation last year during the budget cycle when the act was updated and introduced. So I'm of the opinion that both bodies have a responsibility to stewarding evolving decisions that have got us to this unfortunate situation. And trust me, when I do the basic math, like, I don't want to see this either. Like, I say approximately probably spend $375 a month on my income taxes. This increase will add, it would be like adding a 13th installment to that. And that is significant. But there, both bodies have a responsibility that decisions were made that got us here. This just isn't a one-off. This just isn't a one-off decision that that's being pulled out of the hat. So in conclusion, like I'm just saying, I'm just trying to explore all options, as is Vice Chair. You know, I'm not agreeing with everything they're saying, but I'm appreciating the exploration of thought. That's our responsibility. But in summary, when it gets to the point of discussing options, I just want it noted that if the recommendations is to go back to council, I would like to see the chief, that's unfortunately missing from this year's budget process. And it's a shame because there's a lot of context and historic decision-making that's being left out of the narrative.
Member Kerr?
Well, excuse me, through the chair, one of my first comments was just that. It was, and that's that question was directed at both members of the council that sit on this board. Do they feel there's an appetite for council to take a look at this and take a serious look at it? The impression I've gotten so far was they didn't even really look at it. They just sent it back. Is that not correct?
That is correct. I asked council if they would, before sending it back, if we could do a presentation, or sorry, Member Beattie did, and the answer was no.
Well, then, once again, I'll go back to that. I think we should give them another kick at the can, for want of a better description. And if their attitude is the same, then we don't have any choice other than go either to conciliation or arbitration.
Yeah. In my opinion, I kind of agree with Member Pepper, doing both, sending it back with a presentation and also filing for conciliation, because we can always cancel that. But I do know that we're at a time restraint. So in my opinion, I would like to go around the table and ask everybody's opinion, but I would like to do both. I would like to send it back with a presentation, and file for conciliation at the same time. Yep, Vice Chair.
So to yourself and Member Beattie, and I agree with a lot of what Member Beattie has said, I'm just curious, could council, I don't know the municipal rules, if they so chose that, I mean, they are the they're democratically elected by the people. If they so chose that they wanted to use revenues from business services, could they make that decision? Just for my knowledge, and obviously the community's knowledge as well.
That's a good question.
The board controls those funds.
Right.
So I can't see that.
They made that recommendation. If they made that recommendation back to us, right? Like that, again, looking at options, if they were to do that, could council make, because I mean, they're going to have to answer to their constituents as well.
Oh, you're right.
Right. And if their constituents say, I want you to use this, do it. Could they do that?
So I would say they could come back with a recommendation for that, but they would have to understand the business unit, which we tried to get a presentation on. So in order for them to make an educated decision back, they would need that presentation from the open and closed, one for the business and one for the in public. But I would imagine that they could make that decision at council and then ask the board to amend the MOU. But they would have to see that presentation first, because they'd have to understand what money's there and what's not. Member Beattie?
Thank you. I have one question through you to Ryan, and then I just have a comment on, happy to discuss the option of doing both in parallel, conciliation and sending back to council with a presentation. I just request, Chair, that is a motion on the floor, and it's discussed or deliberated rather than polling. And then I just feel like it could predetermine a motion. That's just me from a procedural point of view. But my question through you, Chair, to Ryan, my understanding is through the strong mayor's powers, a municipal budget, or the now known as the mayor's budget, has to be submitted by February 1st. So there's that hard deadline. If we send it back to council and there's a little bit of rallying back and forth between the two bodies, and conciliation is also playing out at the same time, does the submission and approval of the police budget follow the same approval deadline as the municipal budget?
Through you, Chair, I'll have to look into that and report back.
I can provide you contacts provincially. There are other police services in Ontario who will settle the capital budget now, because they want to be ahead of the games for RFPs and things like that. But the operations budgets aren't settled until March. So it's, as far as, other than the fact that the first quarter is spent for what you're arguing about, but that's always a risk that some budgets have when you're budgeting in the year that you already have started. But there are other police services who do their ops budgets in the spring.
Through the chair, and actually this is addressed to Ryan, just for clarification, it's my understanding that in order to request conciliation, both the board and the municipality would have to make the request to the commissioner. Is that true or not?
Through you, Chair, the way that I read the verbiage, it essentially says the municipal board and the municipality may jointly apply, so may leave some room for interpretation, whereas I know that the board can go to arbitration directly. I would expect the intent of the act is that they could also request conciliation, but I'd have to confirm that, because it could go either way based on the verbiage that I'm reading within the act, sir.
Yeah, it doesn't say must, it says may. That's, yes. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Vice Chair?
Just a question to the chief. Costs for conciliation, obviously cheaper than arbitration, I would think. I'm only asking because I don't know if you have the most experience there. What could we potentially expect there cost wise, even submitting for it?
Well, I just looked at the form, and that won't cost you anything to fill out the form. Even a simple fellow like I can do that form for you. You get that one for free. I'm going to suggest, if you're envisioning conciliation, then you need to find your lawyer. I understand the board is going to a conference tomorrow or next week. You may want to kick around as to who's there and who knows what adequate and effective policing looks like. And you might want to get a legal counsel on board early. It would be different if we were arguing rights and interest arbitrations as the two sitting here. I tend to know my way around a collective agreement okay, so I'm willing to take the board into conciliation on a lot of those things. On this one, no, you need to go get your legal counsel and you need to get that person ready and prepped, and because conciliation is another term for discovery. That's where we get to learn.
Sure. That'd be times two, because the board would get its lawyer and its specialist to be witnesses as far as to give evidence on what is adequate and effective. And then the municipality is going to have the same costs. They're going to have to lawyer up, get a specialist on adequate effective. So, like, you know, you're talking a lot of money. So that's why I think we should try to deal with it by going with a presentation. At least we can ask. They can turn us down. That's fine. But I think it gives everybody one more kind of look at the situation. And if that fails, conciliation, I don't think would be as expensive, but there'd be certain cost to that too. So I think we should kind of walk before we run here.
Did you want to make that motion then?
I'd like to make a motion that the Police Service Board send a letter to council requesting a open and closed session, because we'll be giving information about business services, an open and closed session time for presentation regarding the budget for consideration. And in parallel, we advocate to go to conciliation at the same time.
Are you seconding? Member Beattie's seconding? Okay, discussion on that? Seeing none? Okay.
You going to vote?
Yeah, going to vote. I was just expecting discussion. That's all.
We've had that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think like it's the only real thing we can do at this point. I mean, we got a lot of people that are relying on us to come to a reasonable solution here. So I the chief needs to present to council. It's that simple. And then obviously look at ways that we can make it work. So yeah, it's good job for Member Pepper for bringing it together.
All right. Yeah. So we'll call the vote. All in favor? Carried unanimously.